All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back with us. And I tell you what, you know, this is one of the programs where, as so many of you have, kind of ascertained over the years, we like having discussions that take us around the world. We have discussions that we like to have take us across the nation. We like to have conversations that are local in nature. And helping us with the latter today is Ms. Helen Bratton, who is here to talk with us about a very, very important organization that is adding richly to the culture of our community. Ms. Helen Bratton, first of all, hello and welcome. How are you doing today?
I am great.
Thank Good to have you with me. And I tell you what, you are truly, truly, truly working with a great organization in the city. But before you tell us about the organization, share with us a little bit more about Helen Bratton. You shared with me that you're recently from Pittsburgh.
Well, not recently, but yes, from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. Okay. So a little bit about Helen Bratton. What made her tick as a child? What made her tick as she became a young adult? And what really inspires her today?
Well, as I shared with you, I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Really a little city outside of Pittsburgh, about 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh, but all my adult life I spent in Pittsburgh. Met my husband, and he's an engineer, and he got an offer from NutraSweet, and we came to Augusta, Georgia. Didn't know a whole lot about Augusta, Georgia. All I knew was Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. And I said, but this is Augusta. But came to Augusta, two sons, and tried to settle in, and a little bit of a culture shock, but finding a little bit about the South. And found our way around Augusta, met people, joined a church, met individuals, had an opportunity to take a class, as I shared with you, Black History at Payne College. And I was smitten. I just got excited about it and found that a member of our church, the late Ed McIntyre, had a group he was putting together to just share the rich Black history we have, leaving a legacy for our people. And I started working with the committee, and that's why I'm here today. I'm still working with the committee.
And, of course, that organization of which this committee is a part is the Augusta African American Historical Society.
That's right.
And you said that the late Ed McIntyre wanted to put this organization together. And what was one of its main missions, one of the main purposes?
Well, the purpose was to put it out in front, have it visible. We know we have the books. We have the documents. We are not reading. And as our generations are following us, they're doing less reading. If they can't do it on video or the social media, that paper book thing is a thing of the past. Of course, it is anyway. But we wanted to put it out in front. So one of the main missions was to erect 50 monuments of individuals that made an outstanding contribution to the Augusta area, and not only to Augusta, but nationally and internationally, to share with our general public, adults, but especially the youth, and let them know we have people who are about something. They make contributions. They are smart. Nobody had to tell them what to do or what they could or could not do. They went on and developed things, and we wanted to recognize them. We had 50 as our goal number. We have 22. They're all
over
up
what
and
period
down
of time?
Since 2004.
That's good
and
progress.
We have, they're up and down both sides of the street, Laney Walker, from the top of Laney Walker to 12th Street. And we're looking to do more. And we just want to encourage the people. We have some activities, which I'll share with you, that we want to do, and I'll share that a little bit later. But we just want the people to know that we are about our history.
You don't know where you're going. What is so important about history?
You have to know what we did, our capabilities and who we are, so you can move forward on it. That's our foundation. That's what we're about. You know, you probably have your immediate family history, and I have my family history, and my father was a minister, and he kind of said, you know, you can do this and you can do that, and you keep the faith and you trust the Lord, and you build with that, and it makes you, your self-esteem, you can do things. And then you look around, and hopefully you had some mentors or some folks that you looked at and you were proud of and you wanted to mimic in some way. And right now, we're trying to push that. We're trying to say, hey, you know, I think they have the media people, Lucy Laney in mind and Jack Ruffin in mind, but there were other people that did things, and we want you to know that even though we didn't know about them, they made contributions that were worthy internationally.
Wow, that is interesting. Wow, you got to share some of that with us, some of these international contributions. Something that you mentioned, though, that caught my attention, self-esteem.
Yes.
And when you use that hyphenated word, self-esteem, I'll tell you what you brought to my mind. When I was younger, I was studying because I just have an interest in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know, what did people of Indian descent contribute? What did people of Hispanic consent contribute? What did black people contribute? I definitely want to know what white people contributed, but we're going to get that in school anyway.
Anyway.
So I had to go outside of school to start finding out about what the other groups contributed and just buying my own books. I'm saying that to say this, it started out as just a desire to know. But I noticed that over the course of time, as I kept reading, my self-esteem was being bolstered in ways that I hadn't even thought of. That wasn't a reason for me reading. I just wanted to read so I could know. But in the process, I learned that when people would make racist comments to me, it was like water off a duck's back. And I began to wonder why. And I went back to what I had learned. And I realized, you know, I learned from the reading that God has put good in every ethnicity on this earth. Good and bad have come through all of us. Yes. And so we have so much in common that there's no need for me to feel bad because someone makes a racist comment to me. And when I began to realize the impact that gaining that knowledge had on me, I made it my business to teach my children black history, Hispanic history, you name it, but especially black history. And I told them, part of the reason is because I want you to know. The other reason I want you to know, though, is because when someone comes at you from a racist standpoint, it's not going to affect you the way it would if you did not know that you're just as good as every other ethnicity on this earth.
Know who you are.
There you go.
Know who you are.
Know who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, that means a lot. Does it take some time? Does it take some energy? Yes, you can believe it. But what about the dividends? What about the return on that investment in time? We're going to be back and hear some more from Ms. Helen Bratton as she talks with us about history and particularly about this great historical society, the Augusta African American Historical Society. Just a few.